Of course, you know, it's always part of it. You always look at your coaching staff. You see young players, there's some young coaches on our staff right now. I look at, and I was in the back of my head, I was like, this guy's going to be a coordinator. This guy's going to be a head coach, you know. So you always think about those things.
And you did see that in Ben.
Absolutely. I thought Ben would be a head coach. Yeah, absolutely.
How important was the relationship and familiarity with Eli that in Ben's case?
Yeah, that was part of the process, you know. That wasn't the only thing. There's a lot of things about Ben we like, but, you know, having, you know, the quarterback to stay in the same system, you know, that played a little bit into it, but that wasn't the only thing. A lot of things played into him being the head coach.
When's the first time you heard of Ben? I mean, and when did you, you know, I'm talking like, did you, how much did you know about him when he first got here?
A couple of years ago, and we were talking about making a change at the coordinator position, and, you know, some names came up, and his name was one of the first names to come up, and that was my first introduction to Ben McAdoo. Yeah.
Jerry, how often, I really like to the party, but how much interaction do you have with Ben during his time as a coordinator, and how important is continuity to come on coaching staff?
Well, continuity is good, and most important, it's all about wins and losses, you know. And, you know, we expect Ben to come in, hit the ground running. He's been here, obviously, he knows the players. We have a lot of work to do to fill out the rest of the coaching staff, and you know, we're starting to evaluate, you know, free agents and players already on the team. So we're working hard to move forward.
What's that balance like? You make the decision personnel wise. He says he coaches the team, but how much?
Well, again, you are late to the party. We just talked about this. You know, our coaches, I've been here for 21 years. Our head coach and our coaching staff has always been part of the process of evaluating players. You know, we like for everybody to feel, know the players and be a part of it. But at the end of the day, it's up to me with personnel. And when the things go bad in personnel, it's my fault. You know, last week we couldn't get that. It seemed like we couldn't get that right. It's my fault if something goes wrong with the personnel. It's my fault. You guys got that? All right.